Listening Library presents The River Between Us by Richard Peck.
The Model T Ford Touring Car, 1916. Chapter 1. To me, the best part was that we'd made the trip by car. When I say car, I mean a Ford, of course. A Model T Touring Car. And they don't make them like that anymore. In those days, it was a big thing to drive a car out of town, let alone 100 miles each way of southern Illinois dirt road. I thought the journey itself was going to be the adventure. My dad made house calls in the Ford. He was a very well-thought-of doctor in the St. Louis of that time. A tall man with black curly hair parted in the middle and steel-rimmed spectacles gripping the bridge of his nose. He wore high celluloid collars, and I never saw him without a necktie. I thought he carried all the wisdom of the world in the black bag that traveled to house calls with him on the front seat of the Ford. With the same silent skill that he used to set a bone, he could patch a tire. Apparently my dad had been young once, but I couldn't picture it. Even at the age of 15 I knew but little about who he was and where he'd come from, and so I knew but little about myself. My dad was what they called a self-made man. Though he'd succeeded in St. Louis, he'd come from a little town called Grand Tower, on the other side of the Mississippi River, down low in Illinois. All I knew of Dad's people was that they'd lived through the Civil War. Imagine an age when there were still people around who'd seen U.S. Grant with their own eyes, and men who'd voted...